crack is like a new. How I live the Mac life, making money, smoking mics like crack is like a new. How I live the Mac life, making money, smoking mics like crack like.
This is the original Los Angeles Beach Fella, Tweet Cadillac, baby, and you tuned in to the G-Loop Show, West Side Wednesday, OG Sunday, we rolling the pimp line, Sweet Cadillac, baby, yeah, make sure to tune in, every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m., put some pimpin' in your life. Yeah.
Niggas wanna know how I live the Mac life, making money, smoking mics like crackers like a note. How I live the Mac life, making money, smoking mics like crackers like a note. How I live the Mac life, making money, smoking mics like crackers like a note.
Gotta represent, stop it, throw M.A. every day, hit them up, yeah, 34 to be exact, nigga, fear, a comic guard, I'm in your zone, your area, boom, massive, pit bull terror, I'm coming through like some booped up in chambers, third light, get it right, nigga, danger, seven shots to my body, ain't no killing me, lock and load, double back, I had you feeling, 40 Glock up on your block, headshot, chest break, no resistance. Say your homeboy swear they gonna murder me. Said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree. But when they roll up, they try to find me. That's when I'm jumping with the fat Mac 9. From the cradle to the grave, I've been kicking static. I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See, I'm a stand-up, stomp down soldier. Much older now from back then. When I was thugging in my songs on my black swim. See, I'm a G, nigga, married to the thug shit. Hit a C-O-E. M.A. every day, nigga, month, yeah. A comic dog, I'm in your zone, nigga. M.A.
every day, nigga, month, yeah. A comic dog, I'm in your zone, nigga.
M.A. every day, nigga, month, yeah. A comic dog, I'm in your zone, nigga. Fear, nigga.
What's up, this your boy Black Seer, that RBL Posse, and you're tuned in to the G-Lou Show, West Side Wednesdays.
That part right there in that order is G-Lou. The G-Lou Show, like you said, West Side Wednesdays. The date today is 6-9-2021, that's crazy. The date today is June 9th, 2021. I guess you could say fresh off the quarantine. I don't know, but we are here. I am here. I'm G. Lou, your maestro for the evening. This is a West Side Wednesdays radio show, and tonight, you know, something different. This is a West Side Wednesdays edition, special edition right here. How long will they mourn me? And we're just paying tribute to the late, great Monster Cody. And, you know, this is different because it's not like it's a rapper. It's not I don't want to say a celebrity, but it's just something different. Tonight, you know, Monster, we found out that Monster passed away yesterday, right? Monster Cody, man, is a very interesting guy. You know, some may know him, some may not. You know, those, if you're from L.A., if you're any type of way in the gang culture and in tuned anything, you've seen any of Kev Mac videos or read any books, you probably know who Monster Cody is. 57 years old, died at 57. Monster Cody was from H-Ray Gangster Crip, you know, on the west side of South Central Los Angeles. And the reason why, you know, he's such an interesting figure and just... I don't want to so popular and so well known and so many things, you know, you hear about Monsters because, you know, he was a different type of a G, you know what I mean? And he did it in a different way. You know, you hear certain people when you talk about gangsters and gangbangers or Crips or Bloods or essays or whatever, you hear about certain figures that just stand out and just really, you hear their names and you know their names and you know who they are. Monster was one of those from A. Trey. You know, more significantly because he was the first to do something that nobody had ever did from the gang culture, the gang world, or just whatever, you know, wrote a famous book in 1993 called The Autobiography of Monster. Monster was the book. It's the autobiography of Monster Coley Scott, a.k.a. Sonika Shakur. You know, and that book, like I said, which was released in 1993, was a groundbreaking book, changed the game as far as, you know, I mean, it was just groundbreaking. L.A. Best Times, selling New York Best Times, broke all kind of records, the first to ever do it. And he was actually in prison when he wrote this book and when it was released, you know. And this book right here was just a game changer as far as from a street perspective and from the streets and the gang culture. Nobody ever did that before. As a matter of fact, Monster was criticized, ridiculed. It was a lot that came with that book. But like the homie Melly Mel said earlier, I'm going to play that clip later. But, you know, a lot of people talk bad and had a lot to say. But Monster stood on that book. And I don't know if too many confronted him or got at him about it, but he stood on the book. Few things were questionable, but he spoke on that. Shout out to Kev Mac Videos, who got one of the last, excuse me, interviews with Monster about a year ago, if not a year ago, right when COVID hit, and he had got out again, but he unfortunately went back again. You know, Kev Mac got that video. Shout out to Kev Mac, got that interview, and it was legendary. But Monster was just a different type of G again, outspoken, very intelligent. But at the same time, he was really, as they say, with the business, a real G. You know what I mean? And those types are really different because you get those type of Gs who are really Gs, but they even get respect from their enemies just because they're that serious about what they do, and he was serious about his cripping. But like I said, and Melly Mel kind of spoke on it earlier and kind of said it really great. He was just a well-rounded crip, meaning that he was definitely with the business, all the way about the business, but on the flip side, he was a leader, well-spoken, educated. You know, he did a lot, wrote a book, New Swahili, you know, did a lot of things in his life, you know, just besides the cripping. But when with the cripping, he definitely was with the business. So like I said again, Monster was a different type of G, became a legendary figure within the gang world, within Los Angeles, but all over the world. Once that book was released, I could honestly say Monster was probably the most famous Crip, real Crip, besides like your rappers and Snoops and all them. As far as a real Crip, Monster was the most famous. Again, he did it his way. It's just unfortunate that Monster had to live most of his life incarcerated, you know, even until he passed away. It was just like most of his life, I would say 80% of his life was spent incarcerated, you know, and he was such a great mind, did a lot of great things, you know, was respected by, like I said, respected by all, even enemies. But it was so much more I know that he could have done if he was out more time. You know, his movies being written about him, he had movie scripts, several different movies in the works. They just never was able to come to light because he was always incarcerated. You know what I mean? It was just so much he was supposed to do or could have done. Unfortunately, he was, I don't know, the incarceration just had him most of his life, and it's just unfortunate, you know. But I don't know. That's God's plan. I don't know. You know, Monster did a lot, so maybe he was paying for it. Maybe, but Monster was okay with that, you know, and it was just so much more that he could have done and helped, and so many more people need to hear from him. You know, but the time that we did get with them, the great interviews, the books, all of that is there. So his name and legacy will live on. And like I said, again, this is just to send a tribute to him. It's not glorifying or doing any of that. It's just a tribute to Monster because, you know, he was a different type of G. And I come from the life. And I mean, this is what we do. And we respect those who need to be respected. The Monster was one of those. I remember reading his book, getting his book many, many, many years ago. Even got it a couple of times. I lost it. I don't know, whatever. Turned people on to the book. And so I just really respect Monster. So I had to pay tribute to him tonight. Tonight we're going to have a lot of some people call in. We're going to have some special guests to check in with us, pay respect, some of his own homeboys, some OGs, and, you know, we're going to just pay respect to Monster tonight. That's all. So without any further ado, I'm getting into the show. I'm G. Lou again. That was just a quick introduction up to the show. Now I want to go ahead and bring my co-host in, my right hand, my partner in crime and rhyme, the lovely, beautiful Miss Queen Jean is here. What up, Queen?
What's happening, C. Lou? How are you this evening?
I'm doing okay. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm also doing okay. You know, listening to you speak at the beginning of the show, I just wanted to piggyback off of some of the things you were saying about Monster Cody. I also have this book. As a matter of fact, I pulled it out of my library today to read it again. He was very transparent, unfiltered, raw, vicious, intelligent, a threat to law enforcement, which he became very political and an activist. He was more of a threat to them then than he was when he was Crippen. And
right.
Because of that, they came after him. You know, they stayed on him. They just was always, he was always in the spotlight because of that, you know. But like you said, we're not glorifying it. We're just paying a homage because regardless of his lifestyle, he changed. And
right.
You have to give it an effort. You have to pay him that homage. You know what I'm saying? Because every day we all are a work in progress. Some of it is known to the public. Some of it is known to the media, and some people aren't. He just happened to be one due to his status, being the vicious OG that he was at the age of 13, and you know, and going to jail and. You know, just those type of things. But still, it doesn't matter. He was still a human being. And he kept his feet firm on the pavement, behind the walls, and when he wasn't behind the walls. He feared nothing and no one. And that's what made him Monster Cody. But what I like more about him is that he rebirthed himself. Which I need to show.
Yes.
So when he rebirthed himself, that was what the Most High, Allah, who was
New African Republic or Republic,
Republic,
yeah,
Republic of New African Movement, yeah.
That,
so when
that's
he rebirthed
it,
himself, yeah, when he rebirthed himself, then, you know, when you do a rebirth, you have a conversation with the Most High, and that's where it matters the most, not with the people on the outside, but with the Most High, because when you're doing a rebirth, and that's where your forgiveness and all of that come into play. That's where it all comes into play, is when you do your rebirth with the Most High. So with that being said, you know, my saying is that we live to die, and we die from this. So he's just not here in the earthly form, but he's here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just how I look at life, look at death. Like you can,
right.
I mean, we heard we have to think about his children and his wife and his mom, if his mom is even still alive. I don't know anything about his personal
life. No, I think his mom passed away. His mom passed.
Yes.
Right.
So, you know, and he actually died on June 6th. It just got out to the public a few days ago.
Mm.
So he actually died on Sunday.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, you know, just rest in power. Just trying to get Shakur, you know, that's a very deep name, too. So just rest in power to the brother. And may he regain in the, you know, during this transition. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But like you said, we're not glorifying it. We don't want people to get it twisted and say, oh, you know, we just want you all to know we're not glorifying it, but we do have to pay homage,
right.
This period.
Right,
you know,
right.
It is what it is. You know, we paid homage to Tupac, You know, you pay homage
right.
to these types. You know, everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you pay homage to, you know, you just, it's just what we do on the G Lu show. That's just what we do. We don't
that part.
What is the word I'm gonna use? We're not gonna just pick and choose. We're gonna give it to who it has to be given to. So that's just what it is. So just rock
right.
and roll with us this evening as we pay homage to the late, great, legendary, original gangster, Monster Cody. So just, you know, rock and vibe with us. If you have something that you would say, feel free to call in. You know, the calling number is 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. Don't hesitate. Don't be shy because we want to hear from you. We want to know what your thoughts
right.
are. So.
Right, right. Yeah, just like Queen said, to piggyback
on myself today.
It's okay, Queen. To piggyback off of what she said, it's just about, you know, having some open dialogue. Because these things need to be talked about, you know, because Monster passed today, and but Monster was like I said, very important to the culture, you know, that we come from, especially if you're from LA, you know, because. This is going to be like history, just like you see in history books and, you know, about America or whatever. If you're from L.A. and somebody writes a book about gang culture and all that, he will be put in there, just like you hear about Tookie Williams and all of these people. And like I said, again, they're not glorified, but they're recognized, you know what I mean, for what they were and what they meant to the culture and what they did. And like I said, again, when you a gangbanger, you come from a gang, everything ain't pretty. But if that's what you represent, you know, this is one of the guys that really did that. You know, you hear about a lot of stories, you hear about a lot of rappers and people talking about the shit, but this is a dude that really did it. You know what I mean? And like I said, the name speaks for itself, you know, but not only did he gangbang to the fullest, but he did other things. You know, he changed lives. He helped people. You know what I mean? Like I said, he learned a lot, you know, wrote this groundbreaking book that changed the game. That book really changed the game. This is why people can talk about this stuff now and write other books. And you have stuff like Kev Mac videos and all of this because of what Monster did, you know. And Monster was from a rival, the number one rival gang from Kev Mac, you know, the 60s. But you have Kev Mac and Monster who can sit down years later and get an interview and talk about this stuff, which a lot of the OGs do because it's many, many years now later. And they all realized, you know, what they did was I don't want to say for nothing because it was for whatever reasons and purposes, and people were killed and lives were lost. But they were able to sit down as men because before these wars kicked off, if you were a Crip, it was all love within the Crip community. You know, so this is things that youngsters that are Cripping now or gangbanging now need to know, because you need to know your history and what you're doing and why you're doing it. A lot of people don't even know what they're doing it for. And, you know, you need to know your history. So, again, this is why we're talking about Monster tonight, who passed away at the age of 57, which was fairly young, really young.
Yeah, very young.
But,
you know,
but he lived his life. Go ahead, Queen.
No, I was just going to say, when I was looking at him on some videos today, and I was, you know, just checking him out, totally checking him out. This brother had some big hands. And when he was, you know, when he was talking, he would ball his fist up, man, those knuckles. Them were some big
yeah.
knuckles. So, you know, he had them. He had those hands to handle his business.
Yeah, he,
and I believe
he didn't have the name
videos,
Monster.
He said that.
He lived up to
right.
that. That's why he got that name. He was really a monster, you know.
Right.
And you'll hear even people tonight, you know, we have some people come on, you're going to hear some stories, and the Monster was really a monster. But he was intelligent
yeah.
as well, so you probably wouldn't know if you just looked at an interview or something. You'd be like, damn, you know, but Monster was a monster, you know what I mean? But
and he, didn't even have
he was
look.
Just serious about
he didn't
what
even
he did.
Have a look like
no,
that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't.
No, he didn't. Did you, I also heard when he spoke about when he was in elementary school, this was on Kev Mac video too, and the guy searched him and, you know, took his 10 cents from him, and
yeah.
the guy cold knocked him out, you know, and he remembered that 2 years later, it was a whole different ballgame, and he said that's what made him want to be put on the set. That's when
right.
Monster was birthed, And I was like, wow, you know. But and me and my daughter were just having a conversation 2 days ago about being bullied, you know.
Right.
And I guess he was like, ah, this is not going to happen. Ain't nobody going to bully me. So let me go get put on the set and just be vicious. So, yeah.
Right. And that's what he did.
Wow.
That's what he did.
Yeah, what he did.
You know, but like I said, not only that,
I'm
it was
a,
just
I'm gonna tap
so
that
much
ass if I see him again.
Right. And it, like I said, it was just so many layers to Monster, though, man. Just like I said, so many different layers to this brother, man. You know, the interviews and a lot of lost footage and stuff is up there for you to see way back. You know, childhood, everything, his family issues. It's all there. So we're going to hear from people tonight. We're going to let a lot of people call in and talk about it. I'm going to go first to the homie Melly Mel, who spoke on some monster stories and pay tribute. Melly Mel.
With you guys, you know, Damu's in Key West, and give a just, you know, pray for our brother, Monster Cody. Yes, he's passed on, you know what I mean? May Allah be pleased with him. Ulublehi mine shaitan nirajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah alameen. A day or so ago, the brother has moved on, and, you know, whatever anybody believe or don't believe about their brother, the brother Crippen was impeccable, you know what I mean? He had some other demons that he had to overcome in his life, you know what I mean, which we all do, some worse than others, and, you know, because when he first wrote that book, 1993, May 1st, he wrote Monster. I mean, that thing hit. It hit hard. When it fell, man, a lot of people were, you know, talked about the book. Some people liked it. Others disagreed with it. But then at the end of the day, nobody ever really approached him on that book in a way that they were speaking on. You know what I mean? It was like, it's out there. It's done. And actually, a lot of people even learned from that book. You know what I mean? And they might not. They may not admit that, but they did, man. The brother was actually a jargonaut. And when I say jargonaut, man, he just had a personality that was beyond a lot of people's scope. He was versed in Swahili, was versed in Arabic, and he just was a real, real, real brother that just learned. He learned his way in it, you know what I mean? And He kept it up, you know what I mean, for quite some time. And we was in the module, man, and seen him slap a cat up in there and knock him out, you know, and made another cat drank some pee and stuff, man. He was ruthless with it. You know, when he ran into his ops, man, he was all business. He was strictly business, you know. So, you know, can't take that from him, man. And I'm sure that's how he approached it. It's all business, man, you know. Not personal. But anyway, if I, you know, when I think about him in comparison, you know what I mean, I compared him with my homeboy Baby Gangster, man. Baby Gangster in his younger days, man. Man, it still was, you know, they were like one and the same, man, because Baby Gangster is like one of the most well-rounded Crips there is. And when I say that, from his dress, from the way he talked, his sense of style, his low ride and his pit bulls, you know, and even the calligraphy, everything about him was just, you know, just block, you know, block Crip. There it is, man. His dog's name was Deputy, and let's see, what's the other one? Majestic, yeah, Deputy and Majestic, two pit bulls. Yeah, they was a good time. But back to Monster, man. You know, Monster, man, he done some things that were just, you know, that was just not measurable at certain points of his life, you know what I mean? Because he, if you weren't ready to take it as far as Monster was ready to take it, you had no business stepping into that arena with that brother, just period, because he took it real far and beyond most scope. And it was just, you know, on my part, is observable reality, you know what I mean? And I just wanted, you know, tap in with you guys, Damu's and Keyways, because he was known. He became famous, you know, from that book, you know, and a lot of people have took that book. People have taught from that book. They use it in universities and all sorts of things just to understand the anatomy and the psychology of the Crip, you know. And I'm sure they did a comparisons to whatever the blood thing was about, you know. So, don't want to get too far off the what I'm speaking on, but yeah. But if I had to do a comparison, gangster, because gangster in itself is a juggernaut, and gangster, he actually created the Bee Gees. People say BG and all that stuff, that came from him, because he was the first baby gangster in the 70s, you know. And he was a man child right there, you know what I mean? And he hung up with us, you know what I mean? Guys that was like 3 and 4, 5 years older than him, you know, and he held his own, much like same with Gangster. I mean, Monster, when Monster was younger, he was, you know, 13 or something, 14, he out with Tookie. Come on, man, that's unheard of, you know, so. And Gangster, much like the same himself, you know. He was around during that time. So, yeah, when you look at these type of guys, man, and you see that they just built for this thing, you know what I mean? It just, some of them have their egos, not their egos, but their demons be bigger than others. And sometimes the demon become overwhelming. And at some point, it has a real impact on their life, you know, to the degree that they become ill or they can't function at a normal capacity. You know, whereas my homeboy Gangster, he's learned to mature and grow, you know what I mean? He had the hands, he had the pistol play, you know, he kept them goddammits, you know what I mean? And everything else that just went with that, that's life, that style in that life. And the same thing with Monster. Both of these guys are juggernauts, you know what I mean? And I just want to say rest in peace to Monster. You know, he came over to the neighborhood in time. You know, Mondo and the other homies, they embraced him. You know what I mean? He, you know, he came over there for various reasons, you know, and that was taken care of, you know. You know, where them goddammits was that. That's just the way that is, you know. It's not personal. It's just business. And we should see him up on Florence in Maine and, you know, back again when he was in 4800, slapped the cat up and then knocked him out. You know what I mean? Who was the ops, you know, but... Again, it wasn't personal, man. It was just business, man. And like I say, man, if you weren't willing to take it where this guy was going to take it, you had no business getting into the arena with him, you know what I mean? Just a well-rounded dude when it came to that, you know what I mean? And he wrote that book, man. You got to understand, that book was well-written, regardless of whether you like it or dislike it or you think he was snitching or he told too much or nothing. But I really never seen nobody get on him about that book in a way that people were talking. You know, they were doing a lot of talking, but, you know, they really didn't get on him like they were saying, you know what I mean? But there was people that had disagreement, and, you know, he went in there, went into the pen, you know, he embraced the CCO, learned that Swahili, immaculate in Swahili, immaculate in Arabic, he learned, you know, he became a Muslim. Shaniko Shakur, you know, so he embraced that pretty quite well, you know what I mean? And I just want to, you know, acknowledge him for his contribution to that life, you know what I mean? Even though it's a negative, but most of us, and that's why my point, I like to come back to negatives that become positives, and sometimes they get lost in the mix-up because they can't make that transition, unlike, you know, Monster, but Baby Gangster, my homeboy, he was able to make the transition very positive, very out. He's actually, you know, he want brothers, you know, to stop feuding, whether Damu, Kiwe, and all that, you know, he want to be a big part of that, and he should be, because he has a big hand in it, you know what I mean? Like I say, his Crippin was impeccable, you know what I mean? He had all the things that went with being a real wounded Crip, you know, from the sense of style, the dress, the looks. The Pit Bulls was Deputy and Majestic, all the lowriders. Man had about 12, 13 lowriders, you know, and amongst other things, you know what I mean? So, and I just saw him just the other day going live or something, and he was talking about all the people he took care of. I was there, watched him take care of, pay people with mortgages and rents and help girlfriends and wives and different things. You know, people used to just come over there, and he'd give them a handful of them. Fistful of money and sometimes stacks of money, you know what I mean, to help people out, you know, when they lose down and they look, and you know what I mean. And I don't know if he received that same thing when he was down, you know what I mean, you know. So just want to do that, man, and recognize him, recognize my homeboy Mondo and their relationship with our brother Monster Cody. they had a relationship with that guy, and I think they probably even learned from each other, you know what I mean, and learned how to be the best version of whatever that was, that thing, that phenomenon we know as Crip or Keyway. You know, it was just because the environment was conducive for it for the 70s and 80s, you know, because we really didn't know no better. We thought that we were really, you know, in a sense, protecting our neighborhoods or protecting ourselves from actual enemies or something, but they weren't enemies. We just didn't understand the dynamics of things that we were engaging in. And a lot of times we really missed the point, and a lot of people lost their lives, pointless, you know, senseless, you know. And now we're seeing that, and we want to try to fix and repair that. But how do we do that, you know? How do we actually do that, you know? What does that look like, you know? So I often talk to Gangsta. I talk to Twin. I talk to Mondo. You know, these are some of the guys that we were in a circle, you know what I mean? We was in a circle of trust, you know, along with Turtle, Big Buzz, Cal, you know, Big Rock was in it, you know, Lil Pete, you know, countless of guys, and, you know, I can't name all my homies, you know, of course, Kizzy, you know, Bad Habit Rabbit, you know, Willa Rated, just, and shit, man, just a countless of homies, you know what I mean, that was in that circle of trust. We were actually like a family, Bay Rob, Bullet, Ken, you know, Perry, you know, Hub, T-Bone, you know, it's a lot of people, man, you know, and I don't want to leave nobody out, but if I didn't name you, you know you got my love and you belong to that family, that phenomenon known as Santana, you know what I mean? So we just want to give our condolences to the brother, you know, may Allah be pleased with him, and may he go on to, you know, whatever it is on the other side that awaits, you know. So once again, Professor Melly Mel, the Hood Postman, you know the vibe, and you go on.
I'm a real dude. You know, I ain't trying to put no airs. I made a little money, $850,000. That ain't shit, for sure. May seem like a lot, but when it's tax-free, come out of the bank, that's a lot of money. But when you fuck with some legal shit, that ain't shit. Uncle Sam was like, this far up in my pocket, yo. Look, I'm a thug motherfucker. Ain't never had a job. All of a sudden I write this book, boom, book blow up. Pay a motherfucker. Riches. Real shit. Y'all niggas ain't knowing. I'm telling you, real shit. Money, cars, fresh ass boots, all that old shit. Jewelry, thug shit. Book blew up. All the motherfuckers came. People Magazine, Esquire, LA Times, New York Times, The Globe, Boston. Oh man, Washington Post. Motherfuckers was on me, the New Yorker. First, what they want to know, did you really write this book? How could an uneducated motherfucker dropping out of sixth grade go to prison? We have set you up for failure, period. You do not breathe, period. You're going to go to prison, juvenile hall, camp, youth authority, prison. You're going to join a prison gang. You're going to either get stabbed, or you're going to stab people. You're going to spend the rest of your fucking life in solitary confinement. You are finished, Cody Scott. And I said, nah. Fuck no. Hell no. I ain't finished, yo. I got a spirit of a thug in me. And not just no regular, ordinary thug. I'm not like Sin Q. Motherfuckers rebelling against the system. And that's thug shit. Boom. They wheeled me out, chained me up, dressed me up, sent me in front of these motherfucking cameras, and Whitey was like, feeding on a motherfucker. Because it was the first time that a real motherfucker spoke from the heart. Florence and Normandy, Monster Cody. A-Trey Gangsters on the real. Real thug motherfuckers. Motherfuckers want to be like us. All over this motherfucker. And I ain't proud of this shit. We did it. That's fucked up. Now it's time to make amends. What we saying now is this. Period. The book blew up. It was necessary, but it wasn't sufficient. We got to drop more. We got to do more. Because that's only print. And black people, unfortunately, do not read.
How long will they move me? Yeah. It's for my nigga Kato. It's still on, nigga. We live a thug life. Thug life. How long will they shit for the war? Yeah, nigga.
Tupac and his motherfucker. All my homies drinking liquor, tears in everybody's eyes. Niggas cried to mourn the homie's homicide, but I can't cry, instead I'm just a shoulder. Damn, why they take another soldier? I load my clip, I know my eyes blurry. Don't worry, I'll get them suckers back before you bury. Retaliating full of 187. The real niggas get to go to heaven. How long will they mourn me? Bury me a motherfucking G. Bitch, don't wanna die, bitch, don't fuck with me. It's kinda hard to be optimistic when your homie's lying dead on the pavement, twisted. Y'all don't hear me though. I'm trying hard to make amends, but I'm losing all my motherfucking friends. Damn, they should've shot me when I was born. Now I'm trapped in the motherfucking storm. How long will they mourn me? To the trigger, you my fucking nigga. And things won't be the same without you, nigga. I remember kicking back, you wanted a lack, and going half on a motherfucking honey sack. Smoking blunt after blunt, and steady drinking. Hung around so much, you knew what I was thinking. Tell me, Lord, why you take Big KO? So confused, not knowing which way to go. I'm going crazy and running out of fucking time. I can't take it, I'm losing my fucking mind. So day after day, ride after ride, we'll hook up on the other side. Watch over your family and your newborn till we meet again, homie. How long will they mourn me?
A nigga tired of feeling sad, I'm tired of putting it work, I'm tired of crying, watch my homie bleed to earth. I know soon one day I'll be in the dirt, and my peoples will be mourning when they get a call from the corner. All niggas can say is that fucked up and get tossed up, reminiscing how we grew up. Rest in love to my nigga Kato, see you in the crossroads real soon. But now let me pull out some proof, I'll be always thinking of your homie. Rest in peace.
How long will they mourn me? And everybody gotta go, but why the fuck it had to be my nigga Kato? Another nigga fell victim to the chrome. It's enough to make you crazy, it's fucking with my dome. You only live once, soon as up a nigga had it bad. This is the day of my motherfucking birth. My niggas say they down and they always be my homie, but when a nigga gone, how long will you mourn me? Yeah,
Mac 10 and this motherfucker, yeah. Dog, do that shit, nigga. Yeah. How long will you mourn me? For my nigga Kato and all the kids. How long will you mourn me?
I wish you would have been another.
And I want to get this this organization started with you. Only we could do it. Let me tell you the idea. All
right.
It's like where, like, we start like this youth league, right?
Right.
Like football league, basketball, football. I mean basketball, football, softball for girls and boys.
Yeah.
I'ma get all the rappers to adopt the team.
Right.
Each rapper have his own team. Coolio have his team. Tretch have his team. I have my team. And we play. And the rappers are the ones that put the money up. We get the field. We play.
Right.
We have like the churches come out and sell food.
That's real.
We had the fathers and the uncles and all of the men in the community. They do security.
Right.
Get their respect back for the kids and
straight
everything.
Up.
Then we had an FOI come out. We had a deacon from the church. They do security. And we just play football, baseball. You know, get that community spirit going again.
I'm with
then
it,
on the weekends, we have block parties.
All right.
And every rapper got to get up. Every rapper, nigga, if you got a record out, you got to get up for us. You got to come do a free show for the hood.
That's real.
And it's like a little tour.
That's
so
real.
We do that. We get all the communities back together. Now, I'm talking to Al Sharpton about this, some other motherfuckers with some power. And then when we do that, we register the voters. and if we can register them for Democrats, Republican, or Independent.
Yeah.
Once we register the voters, we have power. Then we start going up to the mayors of these cities and telling them, look, we got this many voters in this city. We want you to do this. We want a community center. We start hitting up Nike for the free clothes, the computer stores for the free computers for each community center. And if they don't, then shit, that's how many people we have in those cities we can regulate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If we telling the mayor, nigga, if you don't do this, then we ain't going to do this.
Yeah.
If we telling them we can clean up the streets, I'm going to have all these tough-ass supposed to be gangster rappers.
Straight
we're going to all get in the van. We're going to travel. L.A. got to be the last place because it's going to be hardest. But we can do New Jersey, all of that. We're going to drive to all these drug areas, right?
Yeah.
Imagine me, Redman, Tretch, Ice Cube, them type of niggas getting out, going up to the whoever's the main drug dealer on that block, who runs shit? You know, if we get out of a van, be like, what's up, nigga? How y'all doing? What's up? Yo, who the nigga that runs shit? They gonna take us to that nigga. We invite those niggas to dinner, invite them niggas to some Jean Perignon, steak and lobster, and be like, look, player, we asking you, not telling you, we asking you as a player to a player, can you please give us a pass to have these streets clean from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.?
Right.
Let that be for the kids. Let them the niggas be safe during those times. No gunshots, no drug dealings. From 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., y'all can have the streets back. But let us get the streets from these times. Then we can get these politicians. I talked to Al Sharpton. He said he can get the police to, like, chill out on those nighttime patrols if niggas can get the streets clean from 6 to 11.
Hey, but, and you know what else, too, though? When I talk to you face-to-face, I'm going to drop some shit on you, right? Some other stuff, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's bad, man. You know, I'm with all that, right? And, you know, that's my type of work.
Yeah, we need power, man.
I'm telling you. Hey, dig it, man. You know, hey, I'm telling you, we got power, man.
Yeah, we need power. Power is numbers, and it's like we rappers,
you know,
man. While we don't have, we got the juice, we just ain't doing nothing with it.
It because it ain't collectivized.
Right.
I tell you what, did you see them cats in Chicago? I think they was GDs.
Yeah.
But they put people in the street.
I know they be looking out for me when I come out there.
And they be running, they be running people on the ticket like for council.
I know they got them. This dude, what's his name? Some nigga they just had out there, but he lost.
Yeah,
he
Gator.
Came Gator, yeah.
I'm,
he came close, though.
Yeah, them some good cats, too, man.
I went out there, they be looking out for me, but they be gang, so, like, the one set want me to be down with them, and the Blackstones want me to be with them,
and
be with them, but, yeah, I had a run-in with them in Milwaukee, because that was when that little kid died, Yummy Sandifer.
Yeah, I heard you send a shout-out to him.
Yeah, I had to do the show that next day after they just killed that kid.
Yeah. Because
you heard what happened, right?
Yeah, they executed him.
Right, they executed him, and I was out there, and when I did the show, the gang was in the fucking audience. The whole gang had, like, bought out the stadium.
Damn.
So I'm rapping to the niggas that just killed this little kid.
Oh.
And they all screaming out, Thug Life, and I felt bad. Like, wait
did
a minute,
you?
They got it twisted.
Yeah.
So I started cursing them niggas out, like, y'all niggas cowards, y'all killed that kid, y'all niggas is punks, man, I hate all you niggas, I hurt all you, them niggas start throwing shit, we
what?
Had to out in the stadium,
damn,
it was tough, man, the whole gang tore up the whole neighborhood, but then I started getting letters from that area, where all, like, the mothers, the girls was writing me, like, thank you for doing that, because everybody's scared of these niggas, see, that's what I want to do,
that's right,
I want to, if these gang niggas ain't going to get straight, then I want to take them out the gang,
that's real,
because if they don't, it's making trouble on us,
yeah,
you know
because
I mean?
If you ain't part of the solution, then you're part of the problem.
No
and
doubt.
Therefore, you're gonna be trying to whack us anyway.
No doubt.
You see what I'm saying? So, shit. You know, business as usual.
That's how I feel.
But just for the forces of good, man. You know, I'm with all that, Pac. You know, anytime, anything I can do, brother, you know, that's what I'm about, man. I've always been less of a talker, more of a doer.
It's all good.
And, you know, I mean, LA, you know, that's just my style, man.
Yeah, no doubt. You talk to Bone?
Back in elementary, I thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest. Until I got that Thug Life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna laugh. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with the seat, deceased. Call on the sirens, seen him murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me. So many homies in the cemetery, shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears.
lost so many pigs and shed so many tears.
Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world cause I'm cursed, I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind, I spend my time in the cell, ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell, but did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord,
I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears.
Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand in me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets, I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to peace and screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game, no memories, just the misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord forgive me for my sins, cause here I come.
Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears.
God,
I lost so many tears.
Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide, some drive-bys taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by, broken-hearted as I glance at the chalk line, getting high. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game, I'm trapped inside a maze. See this tangeray influence me, they're getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's fucking on my boys, can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord,
I've lost so many years and shed so many tears.
But let me tell you when the first time I met Raymond Washington. Listen to this. This is historical shit right here. All bullshit aside. By this time, in me and Tookie's relationship, I had started carrying a gun. But Tookie's driver, a cat named T-Bone from the west side, lived on 92nd, had a white, pearl white 68 Chevy on Craigers. That motherfucker was tight. No hydraulics. It just was fucking sitting on fucking 20 Craigers. Pearl white with the bullets. Pearl white. That was Tookie's like driver. So on Sundays, we banked the Sentinella Park, but I carried a gun. So it'd be him driving, Took, and me in the back with the burner, big ass police 38. I had already had like two bodies by this time. But this day we go to Sentinella Park and Raymond's there. So everybody's gathering around Raymond. I'm just in the cut like I'm supposed to be with the burner. Looking tough as shit. I know I'm going to miss everything I shoot at. I ain't been to shooting range or nothing. I just got adrenaline and cum. I'm ready to aim at a motherfucker with adrenaline and cum. But that day, Raymond needs a ride back. And so Took said, hell yeah. So I jump in the back as usual. So Tookie's next to me. Raymond's in the front. T-Bone's driving. All the windows down. Sunday afternoon. Coming back from Inglewood on Manchester. T-Bone got an 8-track tape of the new song that just came out by the Commodores called Zoom, and Raymond's stuck on it. He keeps clicking that motherfucker to the same song, but he's singing it at the top of his voice. Oh, oh, Zoom, I like to fly far away from here where my mind. And he's singing at the top of his voice, but that shit is infectious. So we all just like this, right? That shit is fucking cool. We just like, this is the top of crypto. This is the fucking top. Right? And I'm like fucking 12. And this shit is fucking blowing my mind, but I'm like, this is fucking crippling right here. All the way back. So we heard all the way back. So when we get back, I go in the backyard and grab my bike. I got a BMX. When I come out, Took say, hey, Raymond, you hungry? Raymond say, hell yeah. So we took, broke out a couple dollars. He didn't ask me if I wanted shit. I had been carrying a gun all day. But I was like, fuck, I'm hungry as a motherfucker, right? I didn't want to say that. I couldn't say it. So he looked at me and said, hey, Cody, go up to Vivian's and give me a fish sandwich. What you want, Raymond? Raymond said, give me an egg sandwich. So I got him an egg sandwich. I got the money. I pushed him on my bike. But I was mad as a motherfucker because I was hungry and shit. So I go up there. When I get Raymond's shit, they had cut it in half like a triangle. I mean, I opened one piece of bread, stole the egg. I ate it. Put the sandwich back, folded it back up and shit, packed it back, put it back, and I bailed back down there. Egg all on my face. I didn't even know. Push up, hook slide, jumped off, gave him the shit. Like 2 minutes later, Raymond said, hey, Chuck, hey, cubs, this motherfucker ain't got no egg in it, cuz. Chuck said, man, what? Looked over there. Chuck said, he looked right at me. I got egg and shit. He knew I did that shit, but he spared me. He looked at me. He said, let's go. Boom. They marched up to fucking Vivian's, Chuck and Raymond, and jumped over the counter and took everything they had, from fucking spoons to salt and pepper, fucking jalapenos, everything, put that shit in big-ass bags and walked down the street with it. I felt so bad for the Asian people, but I was so happy because they ate so well that day. But later on, Tookie told me, he said, motherfucker, I know you did it. I said, I ain't do nothing, man. He knew I did. That's when I first met Raymond. I mean, yeah, I'm not proud that I stole the egg out of the sandwich, but I was hungry. I was being a valiant soldier all day. I ain't break no oaths. I ain't break no laws. I stole the founder's egg.
So when you join
it, later on, I paid back in bodies and destination, crying.
Be just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh, and walk amongst the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Somehow, somewhere, someday. Whoa, And I found the love that I long to see. People can be what they wanna be.
Yeah. Validation shit, look. Validated 29, back on the line. It's the return of the lock desk, rider on the grind. Moving through the open scope, still packing iron. Picked up a little weight, fat around the gills, but my mind still tight, shark, double edged steel. Watch who I fuck with, whispering I had time. Few casting questions, treat them like a landline, stop that. Calibrate the joint, 10:30 catch you up, validation point. Only point, not the obvious, eyes might look and stop. Whole block affected, but suffering. Master blast, haters with the cannon out. Soldiers that attention, 4 o'clock standing count. Lift it off, sour deep, feed and bust a sour crowd. Look, Monster Cody in this motherfucker, check it out. Look, off the top, check me out. I'm kosher like a synagogue, a bob and weave. Yeah, that's off eating fentanyl and fucking with me. I stand still, make the earth move, establish the G. Represent the realignment, consolidate, power base. Soldier getting in, rest getting the tax rate. Soldier getting in, rest getting the tax rate. Fuck going home early, we gon' ride to the max day. Had these niggas speaking like titties when they lactate. Woo, look, check it out. I'm here with Kev Mack and this motherfucker. I got my elder in this motherfucker. I cook him good stock. South Central, off the block. Look, West Side, check me out. Look, check me out. Look, 6 to 9 timeline with the gang shit. We wasn't thick, but the way to the way it was. My cousin blood, Levi's, khaki suits, silver satin, leather jackets, Ace Deuce. We used to kill shit, time cross record hops. Chops is hot, team 29 on the block. Wasn't no clock, clack rocks or no boombox. Homies got down wherever they got mad at. Vibes and that, just a bad motherfucking cat. Rockin' the phone, slow stepping with they waist back. Biscuits and Romeos, purple sacks, all that. I'm telling y'all, when Q's fall up in the party. Party hard with his chest out and got it started. Then what we did with them zip guns wasn't right. Sippin' on night train, dipping red to kryptonite. Slap boxing, knocking nuts out the box. Hand like rocks, muscle bulging out of slingshot. Find a bit of power, then we start to hang quick. For over 50 years, banging this crip shit. Monster Cody, get Mac from Road 6 to this motherfucker. Monster from Gangsta. Q's OG Magnificent 7 original West Side. Crip. Found the shit.
Well, they doing it at the G Lou Show West Side Radio with a sprinkler that tweets Cadillac. By the way of the pot shared by Gene. Gangsta Gangsta got the motherfucking church house, and then Flossy got us up in this Bentley. So this is the G Lou Show West Side Radio, the 27th letter of the alphabet, which comes to the number 9 when you add it up, the Hidden University of America, where they doing it at.
Yes, sir. Dedicated to the memory of the homie Monster Cody, Son Yika Shakur, who just transitioned to the other side. Rest in peace, homie. Much respect. Like I've been saying the whole show, I just been give you the rundown and the history and everything, man, and just showing love to the homie. That's all, man. A real G who did it his way. You know what I mean? Did it for real on his way, his terms. You know what I mean? So salute to the homie. Let me go to the phone lines, man. I got a couple homies tapping in with me. Long Beach. Hello.
In the motherfucking house. What it look like, Jiggler?
Hank to the motherfucking gangster. You know, we don't get the gangster out on Wednesdays, man. So this is definitely, man, you know, a plus and a blessing, but I know you want to give it up for the homie, man. What up, G Hank?
Hey, man, I just, I call in, man, because I'm fucking around with Tweed on the side, man, doing some shit with Tweed Cadillac, right? And,
okay, shout out to Tweed.
Yeah, shout out to Tweed Cadillac, man, and some OG Penthouse players, man, and a tweet told me, he said, man, Hank, I got to quit fucking with you because I got to get back on the G Lou show. West Side Wind. I said, goddamn, let me call G Lou. I'm watching the game. I said, man, let me call G Lou, man. I didn't know who he was dedicating the show to. I just heard you say somebody rest in peace, man. Oh, I'm pretty sure I think I got some kind of idea. Who is it? What are we talking about?
That's the homie, Monster Cody.
Cody, Cody from H-Ray Gangsta, man. The homie, Cody from H-Ray Gangsta, right? Yeah, Cody, man. Monster Cody. I didn't do no time actually with him. I was on 1 yard. He was on another yard. But, you know, we always missed each other, man. But Cuz was a real one. Cuz used to bang hard. And he did it. He lived his life hard, Cuz. So, you know, he wasn't gonna stretch it all the way out, man, but he gave it all he got for what he got with it. You know what I mean? And shout out to Monster Cody, man.
Right.
He didn't never back down. He didn't never pull no punches. That nigga gave it to you straight from the hip. You dig what I'm saying? Nigga pulled it straight from the hip and gave it to you, man. So shout out to Cody, because he really kept it gangster. He really kept it gangster,
yes,
man. Shout out to Monster Cody, man. And then, I want to shout out to you, G Lou, man. I want to give a shout out to you, G Lou, man, because it ain't many cats that do what you do, man. And it's cats that try to do what you do, but they don't do it like you do it. And I want to give a shout out to you, man, because you keep it 100, man. You don't never shine a light on yourself, man. You always shine a light on somebody else, man. So I want to give a shout out to you, G Lou, man, because it ain't
Thank
a lot of cats
man.
Like you, man. And there ain't a lot of cats like you, man. I just want to shout out to you, man. And then shout out to Tweet Cadillac, man, because he reminded me, man, that's my dude, man. I love dude, man. Dude, he a real one, too. He don't like to shine a light on himself. He always pushing light on somebody else. And if my girl Queen Jean are anywhere around, man, I want to shout out to her. But she do the same shit, man. So, G Lou, man, you got motherfuckers around you that do the shit that you do. And that's what I want. I love that shit, man. That's what I love about y'all, man. Y'all always shine light on somebody else, man. So I want to shine light on you, G Lou, man. Just let motherfuckers
Damn,
know.
Damn, man.
You
gonna bring a tear to a nigga, man. You gonna bring a tear to me.
Don't trip, man. Listen, man. This is what I need you to do, though. I need you to go get that Somebody Way off that PTH album. That's G Lou. G Lou. G Lou, man. G Lou did the cut. G Lou did the track. G Lou, I don't know. You didn't do the hook. I did the hook. But G Lou did the track, and G Lou on the cut, man. Go get him, man. Hit him with that Something By The Ways, man, off that PCH album. It's going to drop soon, man. I only got 2 more cuts to do, and it'll be done, man. So, man, I just want to say I love you, G Lou.
They're waiting on that, hey?
Well, I know it, man. All the pandemic, man, my daughter, it all just came. But it's going to go how it's supposed to go. The guy got it. He always in control. It's going to go how it go. Watch when it drops, though, this summer. Bah! On these niggas. Watch. Ooh, that PCH album going to hit hard. Pimpin' Crippin' Hustlin' by the Vicious Macalicious, man. Shout out to G Lou, man, for that track, man. I love you for that one.
Yo, love you, too. I'm going to pull that up. The Queen there, too. Queen, where you at?
I think, am I on mute?
Oh,
no.
Nah,
we didn't hear you. No, we didn't hear you, man.
I heard you. I just couldn't speak, you know, because I just couldn't speak. But look, big bro.
Love you, sis.
Thank you so very much for this. I love you, too. I mean, truly, I do. You're an inspiration to me as well. You and your wife and, you know, your daily posts and her posting. Yeah. I read her word every day. It's inspiring to me. So just like you give us our homage, our respect, try to give it right back to you. So
thank you very much.
Thank you very much. What G Lou surrounds herself with, you know, that going to be good people. That's all of us, the whole G Lou squad. You know what I'm saying? I love being part of the squad. And I remember when I first started on the show and you weren't here because of things that you just mentioned. But when you came on, you came back full force. So
Hey, look, we just try to walk it like we talking, man. I don't try to do it different than that. You know, if I when I was in the streets hard, I walked it like I talked it did too. And I was like, nigga, I'll meet you at the spot. Nigga, I'll be there in 15 minutes. Nigga, I'm on my way. You feel what I'm saying? And right now, I tell you, I'm gonna be at the church. I'm at the church, man. I'm not nowhere else. I'm at the church.
Yeah.
Meet me there.
Yeah, because we're genuine people. That's why.
You know, they say real, recognize real, but genuine, recognize genuine. All over the world, man.
Yeah.
All over the world. Yeah, we recognize, yeah, man. All the way in Japan. Love you too, sis, man. Love you. Hey, G-Lou, man. Hey, throw that on there for me, man. G-Lou, I'm watching the game, man. I got the G-Lou show on, man. Westside Wednesdays, where they doing it at? You dig what I'm saying? Where they doing it at?
Where they doing it, and it's done. Thanks for the gangster up in here. G-Lou, man, we are here. Yeah, let me pull that up. I'm trying to pull that up now, Hank.
Man, let's take that ride, man.
Shout out to Flossy B.
Queen James, she just, I'm finna see if there's some copyrights on that motherfucker. She done went from Wales from Sunday. She brought it way over there to Wednesdays and shit. Okay. I'm finna see what's cracking, man. Let's take a ride.
Hold on. Before we do that, let me take one more caller. We got the Revy Rev in the house, man.
Not Ali, Ali, Ali.
Yeah, I ain't gonna be long. I'm gonna let Hank go and let's take this ride. But I want to say, man, yeah, much love to Monster Cody Scott. You know, that was my homie. We talked on the phone. We never met, but that was my homie on the phone. He had got paroled out here in San Diego back in 2015-16. We supposed to hook up, and he parole violated, and so they was looking for him out this way, and he ended up leaving. So I didn't get a chance to connect with him live, but we talk on the phone like a couple of times a week, man. You know, I was trying to talk to him, you know, because he was light skinned, you know what I'm saying? And Monster, you know, he was a light skinned, dark skinned type nigga, though.
Y'all was trying to start the light skinned gang up. I know y'all trying to start the light skinned gang back.
He was a light skinned, dark skinned dude, though.
He was a light skinned nigga with a dark skinned attitude. That's what he was.
He had that dark skinned mixture, man. I used to talk to him. He's always laughed at me. He said, "Ali, man, you funny, man. What you doing, man?" I said, "I'm walking them dogs." He said, "You know, you walking dogs?" He said, "Oh, man, you know, I take care of dogs, man. I got a dog right now." You know, he had a pit bull when he got paroled down here.
He always had a pit bull.
That was my dude, man. I didn't get a chance to meet him, though, man. When we talked, I felt bad. I didn't even know he passed until I'm listening to the
G-Lou show. Me too. I was just a little while ago.
But I want to say one thing for him, though. At least nobody in the street shot him up and killed him, though. So much love, Monster Cody. I love you, man.
That part, Ali.
A real one.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that, Ali.
Appreciate you, Ali. Ali, what you drinking on, man? Some pee or what you doing? How you living? What's going on?
Yeah, I drank the pee already this morning. Now I'm drinking a Bud Light with pee. You know, Bud Light's got pee in it, too.
Stop, I didn't know that. Mostly all the beer got pee in it.
Go drink the – that's what Tecate is, pee. That's what Modelo is, pee.
That's why I don't drink beer. That's why I don't drink. I just drink wine. It's better. I just drink wine. All I drink is wine. I drink Jesus juice. All I drink is Jesus juice, man. Jesus juice.
Hey, man, you Hank. You know I'm
fucking with you, Ali. You my dude, man. I promise you my dude, man. I love you, man.
Y'all are good night.
For sure, Hank. You know I got love for you all day, man.
Yes, sir.
Revy Rev, Ali, love you. Love you, partner.
Hug Queen G. Can't forget the Queen. You know, you don't give your Queen a hug, boy. She be slapping you when she see you.
That nigga said she be slapping you. That nigga said the Queen be slapping you. She slap you with one of them gloves.
Y'all mess with Queen G, boy. I'm telling you, boy.
Man,
Queen G like a monster. She like a Monster Cody in a female form, but like they a little bit because she didn't retire a little bit.
Oh yeah,
Queen G to get you.
All she got to do is make a phone call on your ass, though. She good.
Oh wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Compton niggas be all over. You be like, where did Compton niggas come from? How come all these Compton niggas is up here? Yeah, you finna wear your ass out right now.
I love you, Molly.
Peace, love. I love you too, mama. Much love. You know, I'm doing my push-up, man, my back. You know, I got a bulging disc in my cervical and my lumbar, but I'm still doing these push-ups, man. So I'm going to be a back brace nigga with muscles.
G-Lu don't want to hear none of that shit. Okay. He want to see 600. G-Lu don't want to hear none of that shit. G-Lu want to see you do 600 baby. In the morning, 600 in the afternoon, and 600 in the evening. He don't want to hear about no lumbar disc.
Damn.
No back pads, no booty pads, none of that shit. You don't even. You don't want to hear none of that shit, man. Love y'all, man.
Gotta come right.
Love y'all back. That's all right. March
the
G-Lu
show on Wednesday.
What they do?
I want to live the rap life, making
money, smoking mics like crackers.
This is the original Los Angeles beat spitter, Tweet Cadillac, baby. And you tune in to the G-Lu Show. West Side Wednesday. OG Sunday. We're rolling the pip line. Sweet Cadillac, baby. Yeah. Make sure to tune in every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Put some pimpin' in your life. Yeah.
Niggas wanna know how I live the Mac life. Making money, smoking mics like crackers. Wanna know how I live the Mac life. Making money, smoking mics like crackers. Wanna know.
Shaku's up in here. Can't stop, won't stop, dude, to quit. Represented y'all West Side thug shit. From the cradle to the grave, back. Steel is black, attitude is that. Here I stand unbent, gotta represent. Stop, spin, stroke, L.A. Every day, homie, month, year. 45 be that, who's fierce? Tommy Dog in your zone, I'm in your area. Bull Mastiff, Pitbull Terrier. I come through like the woo with the chains. Northside, get it right, homie, danger. Them shots to my body, ain't no killing me. Like a low double back, how you feeling me? 40 Glock on your block with the head shot. Chest plate getting blowed out, nah. In the distance, ain't no resistance. Say your whole hood swear they gon' murder me. Said they heard of me, think I'm on a murder spree. When they run up, chase try to find me. They got the tagging with the black Mac 9. From the cradle to the grave, kick it static. I've been around from revolvers to automatic. I'm a stander, storm down, soldier. Much older, nah, from back then. When I was thugging in my stars on my black swim. I'm a G, married to the thug shit. Hennessy, O.E., Sherm sticks. How we do it, kicking back on my block. Listen to me close, y'all. I can't stop, won't stop, refuse to quit. Representing homie Northside thug shit. From the cradle to the grave and back, steel is black, attitude exact, I go back like 8 tracks and rewind, when you be in CCO and the bloodline, with you some theories and thoughts in the homie's head, before Mahinda's got bold and niggas fled, doing dumb shit, illin' on the prison yard, when Black Coast got along with the vanguard, you young loafs probably never heard of these, James Miller bit took the big machine, Vince Mean stick a steel in the enemy's neck, set him up and knock him down, nigga, dinner. I check, to the cell, put the steel in the stash spot. Get my dap from the homies under gunshot. Give me pops, I plan another day. No blunt, just funk, hear what I say. Young soldier, full of determination. Stay facing hell, cell block. 5 tiers of fear, headlock. In the cage full of rage, just how we live. Send the kites on the line, handle beer. A Barbie got a key, Johnny, I keyway. My duty was a way to communicate. Stand firm, make it burn, nigga, never fake. Can't stop, won't stop, refuse to quit. Represented homie Northside thug shit. From the cradle to the grave is back. Steel is black, attitude is that. Can't stop, won't stop, refuse to quit. Representing homie far west thug shit. From the cradle to the grave is back. Steel is black, attitude is that. Can't stop, won't stop, refuse to quit. Representing homie back west thug shit. From the cradle to the grave is back.
deal is black, ain't crazy back. Can't stop, won't stop, refuse to quit. Representing homie, Southside stuff shit. From the cradle to the grave, we back. Steel is black, the A-Trade we back. Yeah. Whip in here. Thought we wasn't. Coast to coast. And all areas in between. Yeah. You know me. I'm back. I'm back. Now, what? All you motherfuckers talking that bullshit? Guess who's back?
What's happening? It's your boy Lil Soden, a.k.a. the A-Trade mascot. And today, we lost the general, Monster Cody. All sides moving. All the A-Trade gangsters in every state. Real gangster Crips all over the world. Light a candle up. Red Monster Cody book. Light a candle. You can be black, brown, Asian, white. Light a candle up for the big homie. All sides moving low to all my gangsters. Post your candle, cuz. Let the world know we love Monster, my nigga. Light them up, ring a tank, cuz.
And I'm a gentleman original. Like my black corduroy slippers, 83 Cadillac Dayton dippers, original. Like my all-star tennis shoe, dark blue. Drinking old English brew, O-E. I'm an OG, I'm just doing me, original. Like my black Stacey Adams, skinny jean generation, I ain't mad at them, original. Just like an afro, get some dreadlocks, don't make me laugh, oh original. Just like a six tray, original. Just like LA, original. Just like the OD, original. Just like my OG,
the original.
Yeah.
back live. Excuse me, you're back live at the G Lou Show. G Lou with Queen Jean. Giving it up for the homie Monster Cody, rest in peace. We got more people calling in. We got the I believe we had the OG homie Sag checking in with us. Let's go to the phone lines, Queen. Hello.
Hello. What's popping? What's cracking?
Yay, yay.
Hello.
Yay, yay.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
What's happening with you, bro?
What's up, man? How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm blessed, man. I'll take that. I'm alive. I'll take that. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
Hey, Miss Jean. How you doing,
Queen?
Let
the people know who we got. Okay. Queen Jean.
You see what now?
Queen there? Oh, that, wait. Hold on, hold on. I had the wrong person. Oh, Queen. Nah, it's another. It's
hey,
another.
Zach.
My bad. It's another. It's another 704 right there. I'm sorry, 704, whoever that was. My bad.
Zach, I'm doing good. How are you?
You say what, bro?
G Lou, Zach.
You say what now?
Okay, go ahead. I was just speaking back. How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging on best I can. Sis, how about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for calling in as well.
No, I'm straight, nephew. I'm straight. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm talking to somebody.
Hey,
go ahead.
It's all good. How you doing, Sag? How you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing it, brother. I'm trying to get on the road tomorrow. I got a few kinks to work out, but I'm trying to get to Texas, bro.
Okay, okay. Okay, we're gonna get Sag to Texas. Sag got to get on to Texas, man. He got to get on this road. So we're gonna figure out a way to get Sag to Texas. But Sag, before we do that, man, we giving it up for the homie tonight, man. I seen you posted something on your page as well. And what do you got to say about the homie Monster, man? Sinyika Sakura, rest in peace.
You say what is it that I have to say in regards to Monster Cody?
Yes, sir.
I'm so glad that the man made the transformation back to righteousness, brother, before he left this journey here. So I really feel that Cody was truly sorry for his sins, brother. I feel that he was genuine with that, and I'm just glad that he had a newfound heart before he left us, brother.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Excuse that noise, bro. Go ahead.
Nah, it's all good. Nah, we just listening to you. We feel that, man. I understand what you mean when you say that too, man. So,
I mean, you know, we all know. You know, the man was a true participant, brother. And the man done a lot of horrible things. You know, some of us did some horrible things in our lives, bro. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And some guys don't reach that transformation. They don't get there.
Right.
And Cody did, brother. So I'm at peace with that. I think the man's soul will continue, brother. I truly do.
Right. Okay. Okay. That's commendable and respectable.
Yes, sir, it is.
We got Crip Sag up in here from Compton. Anything else you want to add, Sag? Mr. Harvey?
What else can I say? I applaud the man
Well, let's say men having the courage to put out there what he put out there, brother. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Most guys, they tend to shy away from such concept.
Mm-hmm.
As that, you know, I mean, when I read the book, brother, I was stunned, fascinated. I mean, so many type of emotions all in one. So if a person can grab you like that, brother, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He could touch some people, and that he has. You understand? Now, as we all know, when I gave my condolences to the Scott family, you see I addressed it as the ETG Nation. Today,
right.
The A-Tray Gangsters is no longer a gang. That's a nation right there, bro. You understand me?
Right.
And that comes through Cody's book, man. You understand? I give him the credit on that part, man. So, hey, it is what it is, bro. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well said. Grip Sag, y'all. Original Compton. Follow the homie, the Crip, at the Crip on YouTube. What's the page, Sag? The Crip at YouTube and IG.
Instagram. Crip on Twitter. I got a Twitter. I got to get it back up and running too, bro. But yeah, I mean, I took my name off of it, bro. You know, it ain't about me. It's about the brand. You know what I mean?
Right. And YouTube, you got to follow that YouTube page, y'all. The Crip at YouTube, he got the YouTube popping. He got some videos up there, man, that you guys will like. So follow the homie. And tell him that Cash App, Sag, we got to get that Cash App, man. We got to put something in put something in the tank. What's the Cash App, Sag? Yeah.
It's my name, Harvey Sag Hartsfield. My Cash App and my PayPal is Crip Sag.
Crip Sag PayPal.
Yeah, but my Cash App is the $ Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, S-A-G, H-A-R-T-F-I-E-L-D, which is my name, Harvey Sag Hartsfield. And PayPal is Crip Sag.
That part.
And I appreciate that shout out on it, but I just need a little help, man, trying to get to Texas, man. I probably got 3/4 of the way, you know what I mean?
What's going on in Texas? What's happening when we get to Texas? What's the next chapter for Crip Sag?
Launching the organization, getting the book started, I just got so much on my plate when I get there, bro. Got a whole lot on my plate, man. You know what I mean? So, I hope to. We in June. I hope to have the first book released. I hope to get the first book out there by my birthday, man. August 29th.
Okay, there it is. You heard it from Crip Sag. Any shout outs, anything you want to give, anything you want to put out there, Sack?
Man, not necessarily, brother, but let's stop this violence, man. You understand?
Yes.
We need to stop the violence, man. You know, these young brothers are still at it, man, and for some reason, we need to get this violence done, man. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And we got a plan, brother. We got a plan. So I'll just leave it at that for right now. But you know me, man. Y'all locked in to me. I mean, you the queen. I mean, anybody pertaining to you, brother, got my undivided attention. You know what I mean? So
That's right. Appreciate you saying.
Anytime y'all want to do anything with me, brother, y'all welcome, man. You know, I respect y'all get down. I like y'all content. I like y'all concept. I like what y'all do here, bro. You know what I mean? So,
yes. Thank you.
Whatever it is, man, I can do. I mean, I'm a human being, so it's a whole lot of things to be discussed, bro. You know what I mean?
Right.
Besides the things we discussed on the first show. So.
Right. Exactly. And we're going
to
get to it.
Whenever y'all ready, I'm ready, man, because we
got
a lot of education to do. We got a lot of educating to do, bro.
Right. Yes, sir. So we got a lot of more coming. You know, this is only beginning, Zach. So just like you ride with me, I'm riding with you all the way, homie. To the wheels.
Yeah, it is. Let's do it, partner. Let's do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got you, man. Peace and love. This is my boy Sag right here, the big homie Sag. Once again, that Cash App, Harvey Crip Sag. Hartfield.
No. The Cash App is Harvey Sag Hartfield. And the PayPal
Hartfield.
Is Crip Sag. Yeah.
PayPal. Harvey Sag Hartfield Cash App. Drop it like it's hot. Get my boy.
Yeah,
dollar sign, man. Love you, Sag.
Harvey Sag Hartfield.
Yeah.
So it's a dollar sign, yeah. Harvey Sag Hartfield Cash App.
Dollar sign, Harvey Sag Hartfield. I appreciate whatever contributions, donations, help, aid, assistance that I could get, brother, so I can get myself
drop
on
it like it's hot
and get to work.
We're going
to
drop
work.
It like it's hot, Shaq.
Okay,
yes, sir.
I appreciate y'all, man.
Love you. Mm-hmm. Love you, man.
Man,
love
I love you guys.
Keep those
you
live guys, videos coming out.
You say what, baby?
With that old, keep those live videos coming out with that old school music playing.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to have something for y'all a little later on. I'm going to upload something to YouTube a little later on.
All right. We'll be looking for it, man.
Right on.
All right,
G-Lou,
Queen Jean.
All right. All right, big homie.
I love you, too. Love y'all, too.
All right. Peace and love, homie. Peace.
God bless us all.
We'll be right back. Peace and love, y'all. We'll be right back after this.
You can get at me on Instagram, Lil_Sody, Facebook, MadSody Simpson. My Twitter is LilSody831. My Snapchat is LilSody83. Holler at your boy. Show me some love. Let me know you out here listening. You paying attention to these streets. Your eyes is open. You feel me? Keep your ears open. Off top, love all day long.
So Sody, put it down right here. Westside Wednesday, August Boys Entertainment, man. Much success and much love, Sody.
Off top, man. Shout out to everybody in the world. Let's keep the peace. Gangsters moving. 83rd Street.
Police coming straight from the underground.
Man, you know how that shit go. You feel me, run low? I'm just sitting right here chilling, thinking about what we think about, you know what I mean, doing what we do. And I'm just watching it and looking around, you know what I'm saying? We got the bird in the background right now. But this shit getting so real. You feel me? This shit getting so real. Nigga don't know if they gonna make it back. And it ain't even just by the hands of another nigga. We got police popping on niggas. We got other kinds busting on niggas. Everywhere we look, we the enemy, and we even the enemy of ourselves. So all I gotta say is, what's happening with black people? Everybody hate black people, even black people. What we gonna do? How we gonna change the game? Cause they said the revolution wouldn't be televised, but I'm standing on the big screen. You understand me? I'm seeing it right in my face. You understand me? Is you the police or is you the KKK? What is this? I thought we meant business. So I got a heart like Martin. I ain't gonna lie, but I got a mind like Malcolm. And it's by any means necessary. I got a son, I gotta grow up in this world. Nephews gotta grow up in this world. But I'd rather die in this world than to live like a coward. On my knees for crumbs in this world. Let's make it happen. because it's happening. It's spinning down, it's spiraling down. Niggas wanna be bitches, bitches wanna be niggas. You can marry anything, ain't no God in the law, ain't no God in school. And then they wonder why God ain't showing up protecting their kids when they running in there shooting it up, cause you don't want them there. Ain't no rules, ain't no regulations in this game. Young niggas running wild in the streets every day. Ain't no respect, ain't no love, ain't no family, ain't no together. Cube said only way to beat us is cheating. They infiltrating us with our own kind, got us brainwashed. Niggas doing 20 and 30 years, letting niggas down. But these niggas out here with money though, they making money off Black Lives Matter. Niggas wanna make t-shirts, and all these rapping niggas and all that wanna get on Instagram and all that. Nigga, fuck all that, nigga. Come to the set, nigga. Come to the motherfucking hood, buy some of this property these white motherfuckers buying up, nigga. We need housing. Niggas been on Section 8 for 30 motherfucking years. Niggas don't got nowhere to go. Niggas out in these streets. Niggas need a motherfucking job. Nigga, yeah, I'm out. Yeah, I got two strikes. Nigga, but who gon' hire me, nigga? So it's no choice but to jump over the motherfucking counter, nigga. The system has been designed, nigga, for what the fuck.
Ooh, wee. Message. Let me go back to the phone lines. Ali, Ali, Ali.
OG, yeah, man. Yeah, I wanted to say some stuff, man, because it's getting deeper and it's really touching me now, man. I'm feeling real bad now. Because they found Monster like 10 minutes away from me, man.
Yeah, San Diego.
Yeah, I'm really hurt, man. They found, I'm talking about literally 10 minutes away from me, man. That's where they found him. You know, in a tent, you know, where the homeless live and stuff like that. And I remember when I was talking to him. Yeah, I remember when I was talking to him. And back in 2015 and 16 in January, you know, he was telling me he was trying to go on the grid. Like he didn't really want to, you know, people to know who he was or where he was, or because he felt like, you know, he just, you know, it was too much for him, you know, and he didn't want to see me, you know, but he talked to me a lot, you know. And as I'm reading, man, you know, and he stopped talking to me. He, you know, his phone, he was changing phones like it was nothing. And he stopped talking to me, but I thought he went back to L.A. Maybe he did. Maybe he came back. I don't know. But, yeah, they found him, man, right down where they, you know, everybody's like, and the place they found him is clean. You know, everybody over there in this area, they make sure that the place and the area is clean, even though they got homeless people over there in tents and stuff like that, man. And he wasn't homeless by you know, pressure, like he didn't have nowhere to go. This was a choice, you know what I mean? And I just feel real hurt right now, man.
I didn't
even
know he was out, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. The makeshift, and it's a camp area. You know, it's a known camp area in Oceanside, and he was found in a tent. Some of the passerbyers that knew him probably, because Monster would talk to anybody. You know, it didn't matter who you was. He would talk to a dog, and that's why he kept him. Monster would talk to anybody, and that's a lot of things that people don't know about him. He had a kind heart, man. And so that's where they found him, man, in a tent, and in his tent, in that area where everybody got their tents lined up in Oceanside at the Enchantment Camp area, man.
Hmm.
Wow.
So they they're not disclosing how he died, but if he was shot, the examiner or somebody would have saw that already.
So they died.
I'm
just hearing all time. I don't know. It's a lot now. It's just steadily taking turns, man, you know.
Yeah, it's a cold game, man. But they're not disclosing right now his actual cause of death. But we know we from the streets, you know. We from L.A. And people, that, when we say that, people be like, well, what does that mean? This is not L.A. You know, you're in San Diego. I said, listen, when I say I'm from L.A., I means I done seen all the tricks of the trade. Period.
Right.
That's what I mean when I say I'm from L.A. I don't mean I'm saying I'm from L.A. and I ain't in it. I'm saying that you can't fool me is what I'm saying. You know, San Diego is a trick of the trade. They just camouflage it, and I can see through the camouflage, lady. And you can say stuff to people. You ain't got to curse them out. You can curse them out by talking very intelligent to them with no curse words at all, and that's like saying F you or B-I-H or whatever you want to say. You can really slash these people up with this knowledge, and that's another thing that Monster was talking about too, how you run your mouth. So that's where they got it, man. They ain't disclosing it. But, you know, we know if he was shot, we from the streets, they would have said, man found shot. So he wasn't shot or killed. Nobody from the street killed him. Nobody in prison shanked my homeboy. You know, much love to him. All that he did, he survived it. And he died in a tent by choice, not by default or by pressure of having to stay. The Monster really wanted out, man. He was tired of the life that he pushed, and he found a way out, man. He found the way out, which was...
He had to get away from L.A.
So that's what I wanted to say, man. Anyway.
Thank you, brother.
Wow, thanks, Ali, because we didn't know. You know, like I was telling G at the beginning of the show that he actually died on Sunday, but it just hit the social media a couple of days ago, but it actually happened on Sunday.
Yeah,
he probably didn't get out there because didn't nobody know who he was, you know. Like
exactly.
They
didn't know who he was, and they found him Monday morning. He died Sunday once they got to him. Like they felt that, you know, they can tell, they can put their hand on your body and tell how long you've been laying there. So they found him Monday afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for that, Ali. Thank you for that, man.
That cleared up a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of people was wondering and people were saying what, because nobody really knew what happened. You know, they just knew that he had died, but you know, nobody really knew what happened. So, yeah, you calling us back and giving us that information is much appreciated. You know, but he's at the peace that he wanted to be at, you know. If he was trying to get off the grid and get away from L.A. because he just didn't want no part of that, coming to Diego was giving him a peace of mind. And, you know, he's at the peace.
Monster. Yeah, he had a kind of like an attitude like DMX at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Of Monster's life. He was like DMX. You know, he talked to anybody. He'll find the good in you at the end and try to push you to make you do whatever you know, do in life. Keep going with that. That's what he was on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't no guns, wasn't no A-Tray, wasn't no Florence and Normandy, none of that.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow, man, it's just like... Mm. You know, man, there's so much I could go into. I don't even want to go there. Let me take another caller that we have, 704. Hello, you're live on the air.
Yo, what's going on?
What's up,
can
man?
Can you hear me?
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir. We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, G, this is Lil Caesar. I'm in Charlotte.
Oh, man, Lil Caesar, what up, Inglewood?
All right, how you doing, sir?
Man, it's a blessing, man. Blessing to have you here, man. Thank you for checking in with us.
Yeah, I said I was going to tap in here one day. Hey, this is usually my bedtime, but I'm up a little late tonight.
Okay. Thank you, man. It's a blessing, sir. Hey, everybody right here, this is Lil Caesar. He's originally from Inglewood. I know he's in North Carolina now, close to Queen. That's why you had the same area code. But this is Lil Caesar here from Inglewood family. Yeah, definitely a legend. It was been there, you know, I'm sure he's, you know, I don't know. He I can't even explain, but this is Lil Caesar right here. If you checked out Kev Mac videos, you've seen the history and the interviews and, If you haven't, just go on Kev Mac videos and check them out. But this is Lil Caesar here checking in with us. And we appreciate you calling in, sir.
Yes, sir. But I was just going to tap in, man. That the book that that brother wrote, man, was like it's like only certain things at certain times happen. And the timing on his book was just, you know, all the stars aligned on it. And it was, you know, a really good read. And it really, no matter what set you were from or whatever, you could feel, you know, the realness in the book. And the kind of like the transformation and the way he kind of transitioned into a revolutionary type mentality was, I believe that when you get out there, you know, like that, it's not a lot of people talk the game, but it ain't really a whole lot of brothers that's ready for a revolution. You know, are doing some things that are really, you know, revolutionary and stuff. So when that's the mindset that you have, and it's like very few other people are really about it or on that level, it's kind of like you're out there on an island by yourself. And, you know, it's a tragic, you know, ending to the brother's life, and he probably had a lot more to give, but it's like, you know, we don't have a choice on when we have to leave here, you know. A lot of unfinished business and things like that. So he's definitely left a mark on the L.A. culture. And, you know, he really transitioned into something that, you know, he was really on his game with the whole idea of, you know, progress and what we call, you know, a revolutionary mentality.
Yes, yes. Caesar, let me ask you this. Being that how Monster, like, you know, because like you said, it was so much unfinished business. The brother was so intelligent, and but he had so much of the other side of him and the incarceration, which he never really got enough time on the streets. I'm just even glad Kev got that interview he did with him last year, which was legendary, one of the last ones we'll hear. And now I'm glad he got that. But, I mean, do you think this takes a toll, you know, somebody like Monster, who was just probably, like you said, so intelligent, but so much in his head and so much stress and all of this time he did to however he went away. We don't know how, but do you think this is like, cause he wasn't able, like someone like you, to able to, you know, grow up, you know, mentally and everything and, you know, move on and become more of the person he needed to be, like you, because he was steady incarcerated and all this. Do you think that just took a toll on him? You know what I mean? Because he didn't get a chance to do that.
Yeah, I'd look at it too. I believe that I saw something from one of his family members, and it said that he had a stroke. And so, like with strokes, you know, he could have had, you know, high blood pressure and not been having it treated. You know, just getting, headache. Thinking I have a headache, but really, you know, your blood pressure is up at 200 or something like that.
You don't even know.
And yeah, you don't even that. That's why they call. They say high blood pressure is like a silent killer. You have to find ways either naturally, or you're going to have to take something for it to keep it under control. You know, exercising and eating right. And, even doing all that a lot of times doesn't control it. So I, you know, in thinking about it, like you say, the stress from, you know, just being out there on an island and, you know, everything that's going through your head, and you know, you got ideas about things, that projects you want to get done, and I'm sure he's probably had or has some manuscripts or some writings or something that somewhere somebody probably has that he was working on other books and projects and things like that. But I can see that, you know, the stress being in prison, you know, people think it's like an easy lifestyle or something like that, but really it's not. You know, it's like you kind of get reduced to, yeah, you get reduced to like animal senses. Like you could be on the yard and something is about to happen or something happen and you can just feel it. You know, you can feel the tension in everybody around you and stuff. So you're not really dealing with something visually, but it's just something that you could feel. And having to do that for you know, decades and decades, and finally, you know, getting your freedom again, and not really being surrounded by, you know, family and loved ones and all of that. So I'm sure all of that took a toll on the brother.
Yeah, because when you're going that long, I mean, I'm sure, like you said, he lost a lot of, I know he lost his mom years ago. You know, just like you said, all of that has a toll, you know, his kids. I don't know the situation, but, you know, I'm sure a lot of that has took a toll over the years, especially with him having to be incarcerated numerous, you know, times, you know. It's just sad. I'm just, man. Wow.
Yeah, that's shocking, because the older you get, you look at age a lot differently, and he was relatively young, you know.
Yes, he was. And even on that interview, shout out to Kev again. I just, that last interview, he looked good and healthy. I just thought after that, you know, but I know he got incarcerated after that again, you know, so it's just like, man. But as you can see in that last interview, the brother was full of life, had a lot more to give, and just sad that we didn't get it, you know.
Great storyteller.
Yeah, great, exactly. He was one of a kind. One of a kind. Rest in peace, Monster. And thank you, Season, man, for calling in, man. I really appreciate that, man. I really do, sir.
Yes, sir. All right, man. You all have a blessed evening, and if I get a chance, I'll try to tap back in with you again one day.
Okay. And we got to get you on here, too, C's. You got to have your own episode, man. So glad you got to tap in. Now we got to hook that up.
All right. Well, just get my digits from Kev, man, and we'll discuss it.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a plan. Thank you again, sir.
Yes, sir. All right.
Peace. Have a blessed night.
All right. Peace.
Peace. That's, again, that was a little Caesar right there. That's why earlier, Queen, I had the calls mixed up, because I automatically thought that was you with the 704, but that was little Caesar. I didn't even know. And, again, little Caesar, man, I was surprised he checked in with me, man. But that, he is a legend in itself. He was there from day one. Like, you hear the stories of the Monster and Tookie and all these people. He's from Inglewood family, you know, and Caesar was there from day one. If you haven't heard the story, like I said, he's done a lot with Kev Max. You can go in there and check that out. But little Caesar was definitely there from day one, man. So shout out to him for even calling in. I'm glad everything turned out how it did. Sad called in. We respecting little Soli and a couple more people I won't name, but still glad we had a good turnout, and we were able to give the proper respect to Monster. Do you agree, Queen? Queen Jean? We lost Queen too. Okay. Oh, no, the Queen is there.
Yeah,
I know somehow you went muted. Yeah, I hear you, Ali. I just lost. I don't know how you even got muted, Queen. I don't even know how that happened. You were just on.
Yeah, I think what happened was when Caesar was hanging up, you muted me. That's what happened.
Oh, okay.
Was
again, because
was
those numbers.
Yeah, but That's 704. Yeah, but it's all good. I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But what I was going to say, and yes, I do agree with you, but what I was thinking as I was, when Caesar was talking, and I was just thinking about what Ali shared with us, and I was just thinking that, you know, being in Diego, he went there, and I'm just assuming, for a peace, you know, because being in L.A., that's the summit, the, you know, or the beach of what he was around all the time. And LAPD knew him, and, you know, he said when he got into the politics, he was just a target. He became more of a threat to
Actually, Queen, before you continue, I just want to throw this in there so I know you don't want to be too thrown off, and I understand what you're saying, but he actually has been in San Diego for some time now. He actually did his last stretch.
Oh, okay.
He was locked up in San Diego before and got out, so I believe he's been in, because they actually, the last time he got out, they kicked him out of the county of L.A. So he wasn't even allowed in L.A. county the last stretch, so he had been in San Diego. I know the last time he got locked up, he was in San Diego County Jail. So maybe he was released there when he got out, because I didn't even know he was out, because he's been incarcerated recently. So I guess when he got out, he's actually been in San Diego for some time. Yeah, back and forth, but he was there for some time.
Okay.
I just want to add that.
He just made that his home. Yeah, well, that's good. That's, you know, because I don't know everything. So that he made that his home. So that was just where he was at. But wow. You know, it's just sad because now we have more information. Like, wow, you know, I didn't listen to what Caesar was saying, you know, being incarcerated and you don't know what happened, like his children, his wife, and, you know, just all of that is just so much. But all we can do now is just pray for his spirit, his soul, and, you know, pray for his family and all of us praying for each other, you know. And
right.
No.
Yep. That's all we can do. I just wanted to give him a proper, you know, I wasn't here to glorify anything or do this or that, whatever. I just had I had a lot of respect for Monster. You know, I had his book many, many years ago, and always, you know, I bought the book a few times, and that was one of my favorite books of all time. And I know a lot of people were put onto that book just outside of L.A. Like, that's really what, even before the rap, you know, the rap and all that did it. But you asked a lot of people, you know, we interviewed some dude from New York, my boy Omega, and all these people, I guarantee you they read Monster's book. So Monster was, really credit him for taking this gang shit worldwide, because people everywhere had that book, you know. And like Mel said, a lot of people disputed it and a lot of different things, but he stood on it, you know, and he did it his way. And, you know, again, much love to Monster. We just want to show respect, and I think we did that. So thank you for everybody who contributed, called in, whatever the case. Thank you, and much love to Monster. And thank you to Queen Jean, my co-host, for assisting me. Thank you, Rev Ali, for calling in with his input and giving us that information. Man, we love you, Ali. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93.3 FMism, Tomorrow Night, the Average Six Cruise Mix, D.D. Harrison, the author, the publisher, extraordinaire, the GLUShow.com, Conversations in the Hookah Lounge this Saturday night, all new episode, and we got the After Hours. We're back on YouTube tonight. We got a great episode, so tap in with us. And Queen Jean, you can take us out of here. Anything else?
Yeah,
and shout out,
people,
hold on, Queen. Hold on. One more thing, Queen. I'm sorry. I got to say this to Hank. Hank, I was trying to find that song, but I could not find it. Somehow it's not in my playlist, and that's what held that up. I want to play that. I want to let Hank know that. Love you, big homie. Go ahead, Queen.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to everybody, you know, peace and love. Stay prayed up. You know, stay connected to your loved ones. As connected as you can to your loved ones. And today I had a Bible study, and in the scripture that was given was Matthew 14:22-35. It's about how Jesus on the water, but you have to read it and understand what the scriptures is saying, what that chapter and those scriptures are saying. It was very deep, and it's been manifesting in my spirit all day. So if you want to check it out, check it out. But most of all, stay prayed up, stay solid, you know, be kind to one another. If you don't want to be deal with people who has done something to you, just feel, you know, don't let it manifest. Don't let the hatred or the peace be taken away from your spirit. Just let those people go. Just let them go so you can have peace. And I'm speaking to myself as well, so you can have peace and move on with life, because life is too short, as we see, and you never know when your number is going to be called. We have no clue when our number is going to be called. So live your life as peaceful and solid as you can while you have it. Be humble and grateful in it. And that's my piece to you guys. You know, I love you, G. Lou. You know, thank you for letting me be a part of this platform. And, you know, just the whole G. Lou squad. But I love you and thank you. So, yeah.
Thank you, Queen. And with that being said, we're out of here. Love you guys. Hope you got something from this episode. It'll be up. You can check it back out here. We're going to put on YouTube. We got to put this out there. But rest in peace, Master Cody. Love you. Love you, everybody. Check us out after hours, YouTube, the G-Lou Show. We love you guys. Peace.